Because this is one of the things that the Arab OPEC nations, the Arab nations, they're in fact taking over control of the oil itself and marketing. They're going to market it to the highest bidder. And the highest bidders are going to be Japan, Germany, Italy. So the United States is going to have to posture itself very quickly to get in a position where, as a nation, we can compete with other nations in buying oil. The oil companies can't do it.
And I would predict that in this year, if not more than 18 months, you're going to see a complete revolution of the matter of production and sale of oil and pricing of crude products around the world. It's going to have a hell of an impact on this country. This is just a posed problem. It's also part of the overall bigger problem that you're going to be confronted with in this session of Congress. And that's your basic trade problems. You're going to get a trade bill in this session, whether you like it or whether you don't. I personally think you ought to really take after this trade thing. I think you ought to have a completely new initiative on these two items, on energy and on trade. I think the oil infrastructure needs to be completely revamped and reworked. You better do it while, as I said, the country better do it. At a time when we have a leader of the enormous consuming market, that's what everybody wants. We've got to use this market. If you selectively choose the country which you want to deal with in your region, but you got to do it that deliberately. Or you can make any kind of deal you want to with Canada, if you would take their crude. You can make any kind of deal you want to with Shah or Iran, if you would just tell them, I'll take all your produce. You can make any deal you want to with the Soviets or Venezuela. But you may have to be selective. In other words, we can't just say to the world that we're going to treat you all alike. I don't think that game's not a play anymore. And so you can use your import program as a mechanism for getting into this selective treatment of producing countries to get you the oil we need. But it's a major new initiative to take the country, be extremely significant in your relationships with Congress, with the people as a whole. It can help you buy those papers. And then if you tie that to a trade bill, in effect, say that Congress giving you the authority that certain conditions. And at any time there is a massive penetration of the market by one country, such as Japan did on radio and television, it's giving the authority to impose tariffs and quotas or even to totally suspend importation of those items. Well, there's a massive flooding of the American market by any country with any commodity. Giving the authority to impose tariffs, rates, or impose quotas, are totally prohibiting importation of items where there is an emergency in our balance of payment or in our trade balance. That is pretty on the spot. But at the same time, it gives you together. You get it in Congress this year. You should win. Now, the truth of the matter is, you don't get a trade bill in my judgment, because what's happened to labor is trading out much of big business today on patterns, for instance. Labor has always wanted Gus Hall, the seafarers and Frank Fitzgerald would be against it. We're a big business. And what are they going? And they're saying, let's go together. And we've been demanding 50% of all oil we hold in American bottoms. Now, plus, they say, we'll go for something less than that. They'll go for 10-15% if the oil companies will, which oil will, and together they will pass it. And then they pass it even if the oil companies don't do it. That up to 15-20-25% of all oil imported to the United States has to be hauled in American bottoms. Which means that oil, the price of oil itself is going up immediately when you do that because it costs more. And what would be your attitude toward that? I would be for it. Yes, I think I would. Some of the reasons I think they're going to run over you, but more than that, the United States has to build up a tanker fleet. There are three aspects of one of the major problems this country faces in terms of raw material, fuel is the number one raw material. You have the producing countries, you have the matter of transporting, you have the matter of consuming. We can't control the production of it anymore. Our American companies did it for a long, long time. We can't do it anymore. The companies can't. But if we can control a substantial part of the shipping, transportation, if we obviously have a market, if we can control two out of the three ingredients, we can protect ourselves.
We've got them to the market and shipping.
That's correct. And this is why El Paso made their deal with the Algerians. They said, no, we're not on the ships. You have a liquefaction plant. But if you don't sell us, you can't sell anybody because we're going to have the ship that we're going to have. And they told them that this is what we've got to do with the Russians. We'll say the Russians, that's fine. We'll let them. But this whole deal again, we're going to own the ships. You can't let any country own both the producing aspects of it and the transportation of it. Because we're ready for the first. We're done for the first job. So, Mr. Fool, you can't, and this part of this, I don't like the deal of this thing. Look what's happening in the face of a truly good year last year. Really good in terms of the finance, inflation, economic expansion, the number of people employed, the profits of the companies. Every index you had was good last year. You got peace. And the stock market goes down, and the dollar weakens in all the markets of the world. Why? Why? In addition to that, any one of them, you put out a budget, we'll see it on a very austere budget. So we're going to exercise fiscal responsibility. And in spite of all of that, the dollar goes down. Largely because you have $7 billion tractors. Enormous. $4 billion with Japan, $2 billion with Canada, and $1 billion with the rest of the world. You can't stand it. If you have another year like that, you're going to have another money crisis. So it seems to me that you have two great opportunities here on two issues that people can understand. And I have fully developed what I think your positions ought to be. But number one is this energy crisis. Number two is the whole trade thing. On the energy crisis, I think I do three things. I completely revamped the import program. I'm not sure how to do it yet. I could have thought it all out. But secondly, I wish more economic resources cooperation. I think of which is wholly open to the government. Just like before, we had these corporations involved, tin and rubber and so forth. You remember?
Yes, sir.
That's right. I want energy resources cooperation wholly owned. Then I would say, publicly, of course, with the Congress, that I would have a tender offer to every major American oil company that has reserves overseas of 1 million barrels or more, that we will acquire, we make a tender offer to acquire 50% of your reserves at a negotiated price to be agreed upon. I'd buy an interest in their reserves, not the reserves that we have about 2 million, in terms of the profit of production, but at least it gives you a handle on the control of that oil. Then you can say to the Saudis, you can say to the Libyans, you can say to the Shah, look, you're not taking this Gulf oil, you're not taking Standard oil, you're taking our oil. Now, this is a hell of a hard game to play with them. But if you don't, Japan 3 weeks ago bought British Petroleum Reserves out of Abu Dhabi, $780 million. Japan, as soon as the Shah announced what he was going to do, and he ran, the Japanese government said, that's a government. And we've got to face up to the fact that our American companies can no longer stand against the sovereign countries, either in terms of producing of the oil or the marketing of it or the purchasing of it. It's just can't do it. So, this I think is much as now I think I've never been in this where I think far from getting out of the water, it's just going to get in. You've got to get in the clear dream, whatever, 15 of that. Well, strange enough, you see, here's the fickle fate of fortune. 5 years ago, Great Britain, everybody said they were terminally deficient. Now, in the British Petroleum told me 2 weeks ago that within 2 or 3 years, Great Britain will be sufficient in oil and gas for as far as it's going to cost. There's going to be some of you coming on at that time, that's right. And we're going to be deficient. We're going to be deficient. Nobody ever thought this would happen. This means that the last pipeline ought to be built tomorrow. You would have one environment to say, I just said it'll be built tomorrow. And I just think that this is one area that you're being criticized. You've got to be criticized. You're this entire country for cutting out all these domestic programs and so forth, the cars and energies.
Well, I haven't even looked at it yet, so I'm not even going to bother with it.